There is no single seafood industry COVID-19 story. Exposure to and degree of disruption has been asymmetric, as has the recovery. This variation is across wild catch and aquaculture production. The impacts have varied in magnitude, ranging from positive, neutral, negative, and in some cases, catastrophic.
Emily Ogier from the Institute of Marine and Antarctic Studies puts it very succinctly when describing the hit from COVID. Lobster and abalone fishers especially will relate to the catastrophic scenario. So the pathway now ahead for the seafood industry will be steady as she goes. Here's ABARES economist Robert Curtotti.
ABARES estimates that the gross value of fisheries and aquaculture production falls by 6% in 2020-21 to $2.9 billion. The sector then grows steadily at 1.6% a year to reach $3.2 billion by the middle of the decade. Our forecast for production earnings is lower than anticipated a year ago. Over the next few years, species geared toward the at-home segment, like aquaculture, salmonids and prawns, will do better. As for past outlooks, the aquaculture sector is projected to continue to increase its share of total Australian fisheries and aquaculture production, growing to around 55% by the middle of the decade. We're projecting lower growth for exports than production, and that's mainly because we're seeing more growth in the aquaculture-produced species, which are more geared towards the at-home segment. For example, rock lobster and abalone will struggle to achieve pre-COVID levels of export earnings. Salmonids does better in the current environment because it is geared to the at-home market, and we're projecting solid growth for export earnings from this sector.
The industry has begun a campaign, easy as, to get Aussies to eat more seafood. But as Veronica Papacosta, the CEO of Seafood Industry Australia, says, it's not as easy as it looks.
The difficulty of preparation that's being expressed by consumers is that we as an industry have not done enough to educate consumers on the ease of preparing, cooking and serving up seafood to their family and friends. Another disturbing find is that we're losing the younger demographic. All too often, families will choose to serve seafood to the parents and chicken to the children in the same sitting.
Boris Musa from Mainstream Barramundi says country of origin labelling is vital and is confident the whitefish industry will boom in the years to come.
Atlantic salmon enjoys an 85% market share of the circa $800 million per year kingfish category, with three businesses accounting for total production within the sector. Barramundi is 20 years behind Atlantic salmon in industry development. However, it has now closed the life cycle and demonstrates industrial-scale production, just like salmon. Significantly, in 2016, barramundi became the dominant species in the 175,000-tonne-per-year whitefish category, with market share of only 14%. Should barramundi ultimately achieve the same market share as Atlantic salmon, and even assuming no underlying sector growth within the whitefish category, it would imply barramundi becomes a 150,000-tonne-per-year, $2 billion seafood category.
As for whether the marketing campaign is working, Veronica Papacosta says the anecdotal evidence is already there.
Assessment of retail data over the summer period has been very strong. So I have my own evidence, but also across the industry, lots of contact with retailers. So from a domestic retail perspective, we have evidence of 30 to 50% increased sales over Christmas. January keeping it an increase of 30%, that's probably dropped to about 25%. So we are finding that some of those impacts are tapering at the moment, but that is not unusual for a February. It does tend to soften. But look, there was also the influx of products that we weren't used to or we weren't familiar with in the local market for the last sort of 5 to 6 years, which was Western rock lobster and a lot more Southern rock lobster. So they had the benefit of boosting domestic sales and consumption. So, look, it's impossible to separate out, you know, the exact effect of it, of the impact compared to COVID and increased domestic consumption. But we are looking forward to having that report to show an increase in consumer sentiment by being top of mind.